Hello, Pillow Talk Audio. This is Allie, and it's been forever since I've actually done a recording. So, I thought, why not go ahead and do the 50 random questions shenaniganry from, like, 2 months ago that I've totally been meaning to do, but with everything that's been going on with me, I just thought that it would probably be best if I waited and then try to do it now. So, I have no idea how long this is going to be. So, I wish you all good luck and Godspeed when listening to this, because it's gonna be pretty random. First, number one, where were you 3 hours ago? 3 hours ago, definitely at home. I think, let's see, that puts me around like 8-ish. I was probably watching TV. I think I was watching The Chase on Game Show Network. I'm very much into random bar trivia and just learning new things. So I always enjoy, watching that show. I always feel like I learn something new, and sometimes, you know, get a right answer here and there, so I always get really excited about that. Number two. Who are you in love with? Oh boy, I feel like this is such a complicated question, because, I don't know, I personally feel like there's different variants or levels or types of love, but in terms of me being in love with someone, I guess you could say there's one person, and I'm not gonna name drop. He knows who he is. He's my shug. He knows at this point, so, it's not really any surprise that, like, I'm, you know, I'm dropping a truth bomb here, and he's finding it out, he listens to it, but, yeah, pretty much him, and, yeah, I won't probably get into the specifics of that, I'm just gonna leave it there. Number three, have you ever eaten a crayon? Or crayon, sorry, I'm tired, syllables suddenly disappear. I have not eaten a crayon, though. Aren't crayons wax? I didn't really think that was an edible thing, but, I have eaten Play-Doh, if we're talking about kind of unconventional things that you've eaten. It's really funny, back when I was in, I think it was like kindergarten, first grade, you know how you get like the Play-Doh tubs and everything? Yeah, no, I was that weird kid who was, like, I knew everything they were trying to teach me, but I was just bored, so I was just sit there and eat Play-Doh. Fact, that is pretty much how I lived my life. Being random. Number four, is there anything pink within 10 feet of you? Yes, actually. I recently went to the Victoria's Secret Outlet Mall, and they tend to have these giant kind of tote bags. And they had one for $5, and it's more, I wouldn't say it's pink, it's more of a magenta color, but it's like not like a bright, it's more of a darker, color for that, so, I don't know, I like it, so I can't complain too much. Okay, so number five. When is the last time you went to the mall? I actually went earlier today, with my little sister. She's trying to get her first job. So, we actually kind of went to two malls. We went to one mall that was more, it's kind of one of those almost outdoor ones full of like little boutique shops, not any of those really big name ones, and, went to, like, our favorite little tea shop, got some different teas, The owner's really, really nice, and he tends to give us free tea here. She gave us free chamomile tea. He's like, yeah, I have way too much of it, so here, just have, you know, like a bag of it. And we're like, okay, sure. And then we went to the big mall. There is a shoe store she was wanting to work at called She, S-H-I, by Journeys. The big shoe store has all, you know, just girly shoes and stuff like that. So, we went there to check that out for her. And I'm up in debating applying there myself, but she has yelled at me saying that I cannot apply there until after she's been denied because something about me stealing her thunder and me being more qualified or some silliness. But yeah, that was the last time I went to the mall, so earlier today. Number 6. Are you wearing socks right now? Nope. But the only time I wear socks are, like, when I get out of the shower, because, like, I put lotion and good hydrating stuff on my toesies, and then I put socks on. Or I'm wearing, like, sneakers, gym shoes, stuff like that. Otherwise, I feel really, really weird wearing socks. It's odd. Number 7. Does your family have a car worth over $2,000? Definitely yes. My mother drives a Mercedes, so I'm pretty confident I can say that my family has a car worth over $2,000. I mean, my car is an 08, but I still think it's worth, you know, I think it's a decent chunk of change. I mean, it's not bad. But yeah, so the answer is yes to that. 8. When was the last time you drove out of town? Probably when I drove from my mom's to my dad's, because they live in two different states. So I made the trek from Florida up to North Carolina. So that's probably the last time I drove out of town. At least like a big trip. Otherwise, anytime I want to go to the mall, I technically leave my town when I'm in Florida. So I don't know if that exactly counts, because my town is very tiny. You can drive through it in 10 minutes and then be in the next town over. So, I'm not quite sure. Does that count? Yeah, counts. Cool. 9. Have you been to the movies in the last 5 days? Actually, yes. I went and I saw The Maze Runner with my little sister, because she was like, oh my god, we have to go see this movie. It's based on this book, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, alright, cool, whatever. It's an action flick. Let's go. And it ended up being really, really good. Like, I was pleasantly surprised by it. And she said that it was fairly accurate. You know, they changed a couple things here and there. Of course, you know, cinema. But overall, it was very interesting to me. I don't know. I generally liked it. Number 10. Are you hot? I feel like this is this is one of those questions that could be depending on what type of mood you're in, because I could say, no, I'm not hot. I have fans going on behind me keeping me cool. Or I could be like, well, some people say that I'm hot, but I personally am a very, I don't know if modest is the right word. I feel like someone is going to correct me in the comments, but I mean, I can at least say that I'm pretty. I'm okay with the word pretty. I don't know about hot. I can do pretty. Pretty's okay. Number 11. What was the last thing you had to drink? I'm drinking Ocean Spray Cran Apple Juice currently, and it is absolutely delicious. Number 12. What are you wearing right now? Too much is the right answer. But no, in actuality, I'm just wearing a pair of black shorts, and I have this gray kind of crop top that I'm wearing as well. And it has like a little boot pocket. Like, imagine like the pencil protector pocket. Yeah, I have that on my boob. So, I mean, I'm pretty comfy, but still me wearing a lot. Oh, and I'm wearing my blanket right now because I'm under a blanket. I know, it doesn't make any sense. Let's just leave it alone, folks. That don't make sense. 13. Do you wash your car or let the car wash do it? I feel like it depends. A, do I have the time? B, what's the weather like? And C, do I have money? dictates, because the last time I went to an actual car wash. But, you know, if it's hot enough, you know, during the summer and I don't have anything else to do, why not wash it by hand? I mean, it's kind of one of those, I feel like it could be a very relaxing thing for me. It's kind of one of those, I just sit there, almost like the wax on, wax off type thing. And, plus, it was really fun. It'd be something to do. Definitely, definitely. Let's see. Number 14. Last food that you ate. Would probably actually be dinner. I had baked pork chops. And I had some salad with balsamic vinaigrette on it. I actually didn't get to cook today. Someone else cooked, which is interesting because usually I'm really, really picky. But now the pork chops are pretty good. And then I made this sauce to kind of eat with it. I mixed, like this, it's like a steak sauce, but with, Tabasco sauce, a little bit of barbecue sauce, and a little bit of ketchup, mixed it all together. For those of you who don't know, I'm very much a sauce fiend. I love having sauces everywhere because they're delicious. Like, if you look in my fridge at any given time, there's tons of dressings, there's barbecue sauce, different variants of ketchups, and things like that. Like I said, if there's any reason for me to put a sauce or make a sauce or anything like that on there, yep, it's totes gonna happen. I actually need to restock, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. I'll just go off on a tangent, though. But I will say one of, like, the best sauces I've ever had, along with a tangent, mix balsamic vinegar and ketchup. Just make a balsamic ketchup. It's delicious. Let me tell you, it's pretty yum yum. I know, I'm surprised I made it this far and I haven't started sing songing you guys yet. Okay, 15. Where were you last week at this time? Here, probably on this couch, probably watching TV, or reading, or talking to people either on IRC or Skype. I know, I live such an exciting life. So, so exciting. I'm actually really trying to fix that, because I feel like I don't get out the house enough. And then when I do try to get out, it's just like, something happens, and I'm like, oh, well, I have to come back. Okay, let me go ahead and, you know, head back and, you know, reshuffle around my plans. But, you know, it happens. I'm just trying to, I don't know, I'm not really antisocial. They're finding people in my area, it's very difficult, I feel like, but I digress. Number 16. Readjusting, folks, sorry. Number 16. Have you bought any clothing items in the last week? Yes, actually. I just bought, a graphic t-shirt. It actually looks pretty cute. I'm not gonna lie. It's because I've been going through what I call, the Great Purge. I do this, pretty much at least 2 to 4 times a year. It's one of those, I go through my clothes and I look at them and I say, okay, am I gonna wear this either this fill in the blank season, or will in a year will I still want to wear this? If it doesn't pass any of those questions, then it's why the hell am I keeping this? And, you know, is it going to go in the trash? Is it going to Goodwill? Or is it going to my little sister? Those are usually the three places that my clothes go. But yeah, I know I bought a new t-shirt in the last week. Though I really do need to get some more jeans. You know, it's really actually hard to find jeans when you're a curvy girl. Can I just say that? Like, anybody in the comments, like, if you know good places to get jeans, you know, hit a girl up. Because I need some more jeans. I have shorts for days, aka athletic shorts and yoga pants. for days, but I don't have actual real grown-up pants. So that's something I really, really, really should probably fix. I don't know. What do you think, guys? Yeah, I probably should. Yeah. Anyway, folks, and we are moving on. Let's see, where are we at? Here we go, 17. When is the last time you ran? I'm not even gonna lie about this one. It's been a little bit. I'm gonna go divert onto a tangent here for a minute, but I know maybe you guys know I've had countless medical issues. And after my most recent one, I pretty much was told, look, you know, you can't exactly work out, you can't do any sort of strenuous activity or anything like that. So running was among the things that they're like, yeah, no, you're gonna have to, you know, cut that out. So, I actually haven't ran in a good 8 or 9 months. You know, and I really hope to change that, because, I mean, I know it's good cardio. But now that I've been semi-okayed, you know, I'm hoping to be able to get back in tip-top shape, because, you know, working out and doing running and things like that were, you know, things that I like to do, and kind of to have medical problems pretty much be like, yep, you can't do that anymore, is just a little heartbreaking. So I'm really, really, really hoping to change all that. So yeah, alright, getting back on track. Alright, what number are we on next? Let's see. Okay, so we are on to number 18, which is my favorite number. Today you learned something new about me besides everything else in this audio. Number 18, what is the last sporting event that you watched? Probably football, more than likely. Because today is, what, Tuesday? Tuesday, yeah, Tuesday. So, then I was watching NFL Sunday and Monday Night Football. So more than likely football has been playing in the house for the past 3 days. So we're gonna go with that, football. Honestly, I couldn't tell you a game. More than likely he was watching his Redskins, or whoever was just on at the time. If where anybody asks, I really don't have a sports team. Honestly, I prefer to watch NCAA football than I like NFL. That's just my own personal opinion. If I'm gonna watch football, NCAA is more entertaining to me. So I feel like they usually have, you know, it's like they have something to lose. You know, they're gonna play their hardest because, you know, they want to get, you know, that number one spot, you know, or go to the championship or do all that stuff. And they have a lot riding on how well they do. So that's just me personally. I prefer NCAA. I feel like it's more, it can be more, I don't know if the word is intense, but kind of more like in your face, like constantly, you know, attention grabbing, like, oh, moment after moment after moment. I'm gonna go with that as my answer, folks, though I would have preferred to watch volleyball as a former volleyball player. Outside hitter love. Woo woo. As a whole nother story I'll get into eventually. 19. What is your favorite animal? So I have to pick just one. Can I give you guys like 3 and you guys not hate me? Because I love penguins. Penguins are adorbs. I don't want to hear anybody dissing my penguins. They are cute. Get over it. I also like owls. Not the really creepy owls, because there are some really creepy ones out there. But I think that owls can be very, very cute. And what's going to say for my 3rd one? This is hard, because I also like, you know, snow leopards. I like tigers. I like wolves. I think I'm going to go with wolves on this one as my 3rd. I feel like I very much can relate to wolves and the fact that, you know, kind of almost having like that pack mentality with my friends and my family and things like that. And plus they're pretty badass. Like if I could have a dire wolf, yes, I am totally making a Game of Thrones reference right now. That's all I'm going to say. There's not going to be any spoilers. I'm sorry. But if I could have a dire wolf, I would be in heaven or have a dog that's part wolf, I would be very much okay with that. Very much okay with that. Yay! Number 20. What is my dream vacation? I feel like it's not even a vacation. It's more like a long, like, trip. But I want to take, like, a couple months and start on one side of Europe and kind of traverse my way through Europe, going to different countries, using, like, trains, you know, different methods of transportation like that. Not necessarily always flying everywhere, but and I'm a really big person. I like taking trains and kind of just watching everything, you know, go by and things like that. And kind of almost visit, you know, stay a night in a couple different towns and see, you know, all the sights and then also learn from the locals, you know, the places to actually visit. Because I personally have never really left the U.S., you know, not including the Bahamas. I don't really count that. It's whatever. But I haven't been overseas, and that's something that I have always really wanted to do, and, you know, I really just wish that I could be like, alright guys, I'll be back in a couple months, take my passport, take my partner in crime, or let it be, you know, my best friend, my shug, or anybody, just be like, look, I magically have money, we're going on a trip to Europe, don't ask questions. And I feel like it'd also be really random, too. I mean, I'll have, like, my list of countries and things that I want to visit. But when it comes to actually looking at, you know, where to go next, you know, almost be like the roll of a dice, you know, where we're going to go next. Are we going to go here? That's fantastic. Let's do that. So that's my dream vacation. I mean, literally, it's living spontaneous and going on giant adventure. Like, that's something that I've always, always wanted to do. But, you know, with my health problems, anything like that, it's something that I didn't even think would ever be a possibility. So, again, 'tis just a dream. Okay, number 21. Last person's house you were in. Besides my mother's, my dad's. That's pretty easy. Next, number 22. Worst injury you've ever had. Ah, Christ. Okay, so I am probably one of the most accident-prone people that you will ever have the pleasure of meeting, ever. So I'm gonna give both of them because I'm not really sure which is worse, out of my injuries. So we're gonna mention both. So, my first problem that I have is I have something called patellofemoral dysfunction, quote-unquote. That's the title that they give it. I don't think that's technically what I have, but we're just going to go with it. Where, basically, the problem with my knee is that, ordinarily, your kneecap, you know, it kind of moves up and down like it's on a track. And it moves pretty, you know, fluidly when you flex and, you know, relax your leg. Mine does not. It actually starts to kind of pull and move to the sides, and a lot of, like, the tendons and muscles and things that are supposed to hold my kneecap in place just kind of don't like to do that anymore. And also, when I'm looking at my knee and kind of feeling around in it, it's almost like when I take the x-ray or MRI, whatever, fill in medical test. They can see that, you know, there's pretty much almost like bone on bone. There's very little, that's between everything in my knee. So, yeah, and all that was because I was supposed to, actually join the Navy a couple years ago. And in all of my training and everything, I guess I was just running too hard on it because I was still overweight a little bit and, you know, I was just running, you know, trying to get ready. And next thing I know, I wake up one morning and I can't bend my knee. It literally feels like somebody poured concrete into my leg and my leg could only be straight. It would not bend. So I would say that's injury number one, or my current medical condition, which I don't know what constitutes as an injury, but I feel like having blood clots could technically count as an injury. cause of it is still unknown, and many of you know that's kind of one of my biggest points of contention right now, because it's one of those, oh my god, like, it's been, I actually had somebody come up to me like, dude, I know you were hospitalized like forever ago, do you know what's wrong with you? And I literally had to sit there and be like, nope, not a clue, not a big freaking clue at all. It's a big question mark. Big ol' we don't know. Like, they can't even diagnose with anything, so they're just sending me to doctor after doctor. I mean, I've seen 8 doctors since February. So I guess I can technically consider it just a long-term condition. But technically, it's... yeah, well, we'll go with that. Don't judge me, guys. I'm really trying. Oh, God. Now that I really need to rethink the definition of an injury. Or like, is it an injury to, like, my self-esteem? Does that count? okay, let's go to happier things and go on to the next question. If my Reddit decides to act right, please hold. I am back. There's some technical difficulties. Yep, there we go. Alright, we are back. Sorry, for some reason my Firefox decided it didn't want me to answer any more questions. So, we are on to number 23. Have you been in love? Obviously, since my answer to number 2 was involved an actual person, it would be logical to assume. Sorry, I'm having a Spock moment. Yes, live long and prosper. Having a Spock moment here of logic and saying that in order for me to be in love with somebody, then I would have to experience it. So, yes. I have been, and I don't know, it's always such a, strange and interesting experience for me, because I don't oftentimes find myself in this situation, and I feel so bad for my shug, because he has to deal with me, really tripping over my words and things like that when I want to try to be cute or do something like that, and I, thank goodness he's, like, has like the patience of a saint and just deals with me, because I swear to God, I'm such a pain in the ass sometimes. I feel like he's gonna listen to this and be like, really? Really? No, you aren't. But I digress. That is personally how I feel. It's like I'm a pain in the butt. But yes, I have been. And yeah, going back to number 2, he knows it. And yeah, shenanigans. 24. Do you miss anyone right now? Yes. Yes, I do. And it always sucks when you miss somebody and you wish they were closer, that you can just, you know, just drive over there and just be with them. But, you know, you can't, especially when they're on the complete other side of the world. Not really the world, but other side of the country. And, yeah, it sucks. But... yes, yes, I miss them, and yeah, hoping to fix that eventually, someday, but yeah. Number 25, what was the last play that you saw? A couple years ago, I actually went and saw Wicked off-Broadway. Not on, but it was, you know, one of the traveling groups that was doing it, you know, so it was fantastic. I loved it! For those of you that know, I am like the biggest musical nerd that probably has existed in a while, and I love musicals. So when I finally got to see it, a bunch of me and my sorority sisters got together, and we went and saw it, you know, carpooled and everything, and it was probably one of the best fellowship events that we have ever had. It was fan-frickin-tastic. I'm just mad I didn't get any signatures. I was really wanting to, and I wasn't able to. But yeah, that's the last one that I saw, and I hope to see another Broadway production soon. 26. What is your secret weapon to learn the opposite sex? Let me just tell you, I feel like just me in general, I guess, is a secret weapon, but I haven't exactly really lured in many people. So I don't know if it's working. But A, I'm a female gamer. B, I'm a musician. 3, I like to experiment / I'm very flexible. You can take that any way you want. Yes, I do yoga, so you can take that any way you want. I like sports. I like to play sports. Let me see. I already said that I'm a gamer. I like baking. I like to be outside. I like to shoot guns. I really don't have to tell you guys. If something among there is a secret weapon to lure somebody in, let me know so I know what I'm doing right. Because at this point, I feel like while I have all those great qualities, you know, thumbs up qualities, I don't know, I really lured anybody in yet. Maybe I'm using the wrong bait, I guess. I don't know. That sounded really better in my head because I was going with the whole fishing analogy. But yeah, no, I need to not quit my day job. Anyway, 27. What are your plans for tonight? Probably just going to be on Skype, talking to friends, maybe watching some TV, might watch some on-demand stuff. Yeah, that's usually what I do every night, just kind of unwind, might read a book. I've actually been doing audios of just me reading. People apparently like to listen to that. So I give it a shot every once in a while. So right now I'm reading Chapter 2 of Stormfront by Jim Butcher as part of the Dresden Files. If you guys haven't read it, I think you should. It is excellent. I love it. And eventually I hope to actually finish audio reading the book. I'm trying to get voices and accents for everybody, but I ain't that gifted. No, boo-boo. I'm not that gifted. 28. Who was the last person you sent a Facebook message or comment? See, the problem with this question is that it assumes that I use Facebook, and I don't. Not really regularly. I get on there every once in a while just to, you know, have it stop sending the message of, you haven't been on in blah 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 time. Here's what you missed. And I'll be like, fine, I'll get on, check this crap, and log back off. But, Can I just say Skype? Can I do Skype instead? I can do Skype and Voxer. Those are both I can do, for sure. Let's see. For Skype, the last person to message me, I feel like it's a tie between, excuse me, probably a tie between Holy Fictional and, who else has messaged me? Skype, I swear to God, you will work right now. And who else messaged me? And Stars, or Starless Guys, probably, are the two, because I'm talking to them right now, and their last message just all, they both beeped in at the same time. And on Voxer, the last person to probably Vox me may have been Tiaba, because we sing songs to each other, and she sang me very, very wonderful things earlier today. So, I owe her a song, actually. But I digress on a ramble. Oh my god, my voice cracked. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. 29. Next trip that you're going to take. I'm actually planning a trip to Vegas. Woo! That is the next one that I'm trying to plan to see a certain someone. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, cough, cough, cough. And plus I've never been before. I feel like that'd be really, really fun to go do. And yeah, that's totes on my list, guys. Totes my goats. Sorry, I had to. Y'all are gonna suffer if you're gonna listen to me do this dang recording. Let's see. Number 30. Ever go to camp? I love how it just said camp. I didn't specify which camp, because I've gone camping with Girl Scouts. Yup, Girl Scout, woot woot! I also went to band camp, and as much as everyone loves the movie, no, band camp was not that exciting. Not even close. Mm-mm-mm. No ma'am. No ma'am. And I also went to volleyball camps as well, because I was a volleyball player, and I was serious about my sport back in the day. I may not have been, like, the best, but, you know, I would rather be somebody who's passionate about their sport and knows that they're not the best than someone who thinks they're the best. And I can't remember how the comparison goes. But yeah, I love my sport, so I play my sport the best of my ability, and I'm very okay with that. 31. Were you an honor student in school? Yeah, I was pretty much the definition of overachiever. Like, I graduated high school with a weighted GPA of 4.12. I was in honors classes. I didn't take AP because it just didn't fit into my schedule. And graduating college, I had a 3.67 or 3.69. Now I think I'm up to a 3.7, taking classes for my second degree. So yeah, I was a little bit, just a smidge, just a smidge. Next, 32. What do you want to know about the future? Ordinarily, I would say that I don't want to know because of the fact that I would really like to be surprised. I generally just would not want to know, what's going to happen to me. But I will say that if there is one thing I can know about my future is just, will I have closure on my medical condition? Because I know some of you may know, or you've seen family members go through something similar, where literally you're at that point where you literally just have no idea what's going on. Like going from appointment to appointment to appointment, going from test to test, and you're just sitting there wondering, when am I gonna find out what's wrong with it? When am I gonna, get, my treatment plan set up? When am I finally gonna be okay enough to, do normal people activities? When do I have to stop pretending like I'm fragile? If I slice my hand open, I could bleed everywhere. Stuff like that. So that'd be the only thing that I'd want to know about the future. For sure. That'd be the only thing I want to know. Everything else, I just have to be surprised. I don't want to know too much about my future. Okay. 33. Are you wearing any perfume or cologne? Nope, I'm just doing me today. Just doing my alley smell. So yeah, nothing today. Let's see. 34. Speaking of all my medical stuff, are you due sometime this year for a doctor's visit? I'm actually due for four, actually, because I have to see my hematologist, I have to see my neurologist, I have to see my primary care doctor, and I have to see, wait, hold on, I said hematologist, neurologist, my OB, primary. Oh, there might be more than four. But yeah, TLDR, yeah. I have a lot of tests I have to do. Just a bit, yeah. Trust me when I said I had to see, over eight doctors. Yeah. That wasn't me exaggerating. Not in one bit. All right, 35. Where is your best friend? She is in Florida with her fiance and her adorable son and her dog Jax, who is the biggest cuddle bug that I have ever seen in my life. He is just, oh, he's like the biggest dog ever, but he is such a sweetie. Like, I had to house sit for her a couple months ago. And he, oh my gosh, like I was asleep in like their guest bedroom and I hadn't completely closed the door, just in case, something was wrong, he needed to get to me or something. And he literally came, jumped into bed with me, curled up with me, and was just pouting. And it was so cute. He just wanted somebody to curl up with because he missed his mommy. But that's where my best friend is. Or at least one of them. That's the one that I've known the longest. That's where she is. And next one, 36. How is your best friend? I actually spoke with her earlier today. She is doing really good. She has a new job. The wedding got pushed back a year, but it kind of gives me time to find a date. Wish me luck, guys. I am not good with the fellas, so we'll see if I end up finding a date. Yeah. I'm gonna need help with that one, but so, oh, I feel like this would be like one of those like shout outs. So if anyone wants to be my date for a wedding,
But that's like really, really creepy.
But yeah. So that's pretty much all that's going on with her. Her and I, we had just a general what's up biffle conversation. That's what I call her. I call her my biffle. But yeah, no, she's doing good. I'm actually proud of her. She's doing a lot better. So, yeah. 37, do you have a tan?
Okay, so most of y'all know me. The smartass in me had a perfect answer lined up for this, but I will just say I came with a built-in tan. I am of the darker complexion. More like milk chocolatey. We're gonna leave it at that.
So, I suppose you can say that, yes, I have a tan. I've had a tan my entire life. And it just gets darker, and then likes to lighten up, and then go darker again, and it's a back-and-forth shenaniganery. 38. What are you listening to right now?
I'm not sure if it means just, in terms of, like, what's on my YouTube right now, my playlist, you know, genres or what. Honestly, I'm not listening to music right now. I'm actually watching Game Grumps on YouTube. Before I started this, because I love Game Grumps. They make me giggle. I can't help it. They're pretty funny. I was actually showing somebody from Reddit earlier today Game Grumps for the first time. It was the Emperor Palpatine.
Do it. Do it. Stew it. Do it.
If anybody understands that, you know my frustration. When I go through and I watch that episode, my frustration is silly. But they're my favorite. But otherwise, I've been listening to a little more jazz, some country here and there, and I've been back on a pendulum kick. I feel like pendulum is just, sometimes it just speaks to me in ways that other music doesn't. So, yeah. 39, do you collect anything? I feel like I'm slowly becoming the collector of books. I feel bad for my mother because my room at home is full of books. Like books on the shelves, books in boxes, books on books, books on books on books, books in the pantry, books in the guest bedroom. I feel really bad for her. But eventually I'm going to start collecting comic books, and then she'll really be pissed at me. Like, real pissed at me.
But that'll be soon enough.
40. Who is the biggest
Who is the biggest gossiper you know?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't think my friends and I really gossip all that much. I feel like if anything, I tend to people bash. Because I came, you know, most people, like, girls are like, oh yeah, I need to guy bash, blah 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 blah. But half the time, it's not even just about guys. I need to just people bash. Like, guy bash, girl bash. Insert gender here that I have forgotten bash. All of that. I can't. Sorry. I'll probably edit that out later. If not, oh well. But, yeah. So, I would say I really don't know anybody who's, like, that big of a gossipy person. I feel kind of like a cop-out for that answer, but yeah. But, yeah. And we're moving on. 41. Last time you got stopped by a cop or pulled over. It was actually a year ago in Pennsylvania. That's when I learned that Pennsylvania cops are dicks. Because the speed limit had literally just dropped, and literally 10 feet later I got pulled over. Not even kidding. And then he filled out the ticket wrong. And said that I was literally, he said that I was going like 10 miles an hour faster than I was going, or he misfilled out something that made it to the point where it literally gave me enough points for them to take my license. So I actually had to go and like talk to them and be like, seriously, this is where they pulled me over. I took pictures of the speed limit. I'm like, this is what the speed limit actually was. This is what he wrote me down for.
So, needless to say, that was not fun, and I have not gotten pulled over since. 47. Have you ever drank your soda from a straw? Yes, I have. Especially when I was in the hospital, I did that a lot. Just because, I don't know, they give you straws, so I thought, why not? You know, when in Rome. 43, what does your last text message say? I don't know. Let's find out. Last text message says, do-do-do-do-do-do. Me talking to my mother, asking her how her day went, and she was just calling me today to check up on me. That was my last message. I know, right? My mommy is so sweet. So sweet. That's Mama Allie. Well, not really Mama Allie, but Allie's mommy there. Sorry, I had a dyslexic moment. So sorry. But, okay, now I have to get it back up on my phone. Oh, God. I'm so sorry, guys. I was not ready.
I'm so sorry.
Alrighty, here we go. 44. Do you like hot sauce? Okay, so yes and no. I like hot sauce, but I like the smoky hot sauces, not the I'm just gonna be obnoxiously hot and burn your tongue. Do not like, do not want. Those can go get kicked in the junk. Be like, no, do not want, no. But yeah, no, I like the smokier ones, so yeah. But yeah, no, actually, I was saying earlier, with dinner, I actually made a sauce with a little bit of hot sauce in it, so. But yeah, I like the smoky Tabasco sauce. That's usually what I use, because it gives just that nice little hint of something. But yeah. That's my answer. I'm going with it. And no, I don't like that, like, stereotypical, like, okay, I'm black, if you haven't figured that out yet. I don't like that one hot sauce that, like, is in, like, it's, like, red and yellow. I feel like somebody's gonna, like, comment on it and be like, oh, is this hot sauce? No, I don't like that one. No. No. That's literally what I'm saying. Like, no. Don't want that one. Give me smoky hot sauce or give me death. 45. Last time I took a shower. This morning. I am all lemony fresh. Actually, not lemony. I smell like green tea cucumber. So, still yummy. 46. Do you need to do laundry? Actually, I should probably do laundry here relatively soon. But I really don't have enough to constitute doing a full load of laundry. But soon, young Padawan, I will do my laundry. I actually have to teach my siblings how to do laundry if they don't already know. They will not go off to college and not be able to do their own laundry. Nope. 47. What is your heritage? Kind of answered that a bit early. I am African American, and I'm also part Native American, and that's about all that I know. I want to find out more about my family, but I have not gotten to that point yet. 48. Are you someone's best friend? Yes, I am. And she tells me it every time we talk. Other than that, I really don't know if I'm anyone else's best friend. If I'm your best friend, let me know, because I don't know. I mean, I could be really close to you, and you consider me your best friend, and then you not tell me, then how am I supposed to know if I'm your best friend, huh? I mean, you know, I have these best friend duties that I'm supposed to do, and if I'm not aware of them, then I can't do it. I'm just talking really, really randomly in all of one breath, and I don't know what I'm doing. Moving on. Yay! Okay. 49. Are you rich? Ha! Don't make me laugh. And 50. What were you doing at 12 a.m. last night? I was on a Skype call. And I was also probably blowing up somebody's... Oh, wait. Was I blowing up somebody's messages? I probably was. Yeah, probably. And I think I was recording as well. Probably all of those things all wrapped into one. And that, my friends, is 50 questions. And what's really frightening is, okay, literally, I'm just going to ramble for the next 30 seconds. Because if I can do 50 questions in 50 minutes, I'm totally very okay with that. Because I feel like that is... pretty bad ace, if I can at least get pretty close to it. But So, of course, I want to thank you guys for hanging tight with me. I know that I'm not always the most entertaining person, but I really do do my best with these sorts of recordings. So, as always, thank you very much. And as always, please stay cuddly, Pillow Talk. Do, 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 do.